Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 1st. Today's devotion is entitled, The God Who Hears and Answers. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 19, verse 20. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Your prayer to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This verse is the turning point of the narrative. Until this moment, the spotlight had rested on the overwhelming power of Assyria and the terrifying threats of King Sennacherib. Suddenly, everything changed with three comforting words from the Lord. I have heard. Isaiah, God's seasoned prophet who had faithfully proclaimed his word through the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and now Hezekiah, delivered God's answer to the king's prayer. Long before the Assyrian army withdrew, heaven had already decided. The first evidence of God's intervention was not a changed circumstance, but a spoken promise. Significantly, God answered Hezekiah through the ministry of Isaiah, rather than a private vision or audible voice. The Lord strengthened his servant through his revealed word before he displayed his mighty hand. God's word assured the outcome before God's power accomplished it. We often long for God to change our circumstances immediately, yet he frequently strengthens our hearts first through his word. When fear surrounds us and answers seem delayed, we can remember that God hears every sincere prayer of faith. His promises give us confidence while we wait for his will to unfold. Rather than chasing signs or trusting human solutions, we can open the scriptures with expectant hearts, believing the Holy Spirit will remind us of God's faithfulness. As we stand on his promises, our perspective shifts from the size of our problems to the greatness of our God. Like Hezekiah, we can rest in the assurance that our God hears and answers. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for hearing our prayers. Strengthen our faith through your word when our circumstances have not yet changed. Help us trust your promises and power when circumstances are against us. Teach us to wait with confidence, knowing that you are already at work on our behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.